Hilchos Shabbos.
We're going to begin now with the Sefer Zamanim, the third Sefer of the Rambam, Chapter 1. B'shem Hashem Kelelam, B'rim B'Hashem, the God of the World. B'chalti Yisecha Le'ilam, I inherited your testimonies forever. Kisos and Libihema, for they are joy into my heart. Sefer Shlishi was Sefer Zamanim. Hilchosav Eser, B'zo Sidur Hilchos Shabbos, Hilchos Erev, Hilchos Shvises Aser. Hilchos Shvises Yomtiv, Hilchos Chum Tamasa, Hilchos Shefer, Vesukal Lulo, Vesukal Hilchkolim, Hilchos Kiddush Achilish, Hilchos Tainis, Hilchos Megillah Vachalik, Hilchos Shabbos, Yishbachol, Chomish Mitzvahs, Shemitz Saseh, Vesholish Mitzvahs, Saseh, Vesel Patan Lishbeis, Beshabbos, Shalasas, Bimalachan, Shalanish, Beshabbos, Shalatsis, Chutz Tugvula, Shabbos, the Kaddish, Shemitz, Shabbos, Mitzchid, Abim, Mitzvahs, Hilchos Brogam, Eda, we are going to explain now in the Prokim, the Halachas. Aleph, Shvisa, Beshabbos, Bimalachan, Mitzvahs, Saseh, resting from work on the seventh day is a mitzvah asay. Shneim like it says, "Abayim ashvi tishbeis," and you shall rest on the seventh day. Chaleis by melacha bittul mitzvah asay v'overal mitzvah leis asay. Whoever performs melacha on this day negates the observance of a positive commandment that also transgresses a negative commandment. Shneim like it says, "Leisasakol melacha, do not perform any labor." Umau chayev al asiyas melacha. What are the liabilities incurred by a person who performs melacha? If a person does so willingly, chayv karis is chayv karis. If there's edim and warning, niskali gets skila. And if he does this by accident, he is chayv a fixed
karsin.
Chatas kvua. Base. Kol makim shenemer b'hilchos Shabbos sh'eishet avar z'chayv har z'chayv karis. Whenever in halacha it says that a person who does this on Shabbos is chayv, he's chayv karis. And if there's Edim Nasra, it's Chayiv Skila. And if he's a Shege, then he's Chayiv Achatas. Now, anytime it says in Allah Potter, he's not Chayiv Karas, or Skila, or Karban. It's also rabbinically, but who are Chokam and Amlocha, and this is was instituted as a safeguard against the labor. A person does this on purpose. He's chayav makas mardas. Anytime it says it's forbidden to do this, so the Rambam now established when it says potter means potter midiraisa, but he's chayav midirera. And anytime it says it's usher to do this, then he gets makas mardis. Now, v'chol makom shemar mutilas is kam v'kach harizem mutilachatchila. Anytime it says mutter, it means one is allowed to do this from the outset. V'chol makom shemar ein chayv klum ipotem klum ein makin isiklau. When somebody says one who's under no obligation or is not chayv at all, one does not receive any punishment at all. Hey, v'chol makom mutter las is sun b'shabbos u'b'shas asiyos and efshar shteos v'glala melacha v'efshar shleite also. It's permissible to perform an act that's permitted on Shabbos, despite the fact that it's possible, it's not certain that a malacha will come from it, provided that he did not have intent to perform the malacha. Kate said, "How so?" A person may drag a bed, a chair, a bench on Shabbos, provided he does not intend to gouge out a groove in the earth while dragging them. Therefore, even if he did make a groove in the ground, it doesn't mean anything, for he did not have the kavana. A person is allowed to walk on grass on Shabbos, and as long as he doesn't have intention to remove his hair. If he does, it's no consequences. Person is allowed to rub powdered herbs and the like over his hands, provided he does not intend to remove the hair. Therefore, I'm not sure any chesish. If he does, we're not chesish. Similarly, it's permissible to enter a narrow opening on Shabbos, even though while causing pieces on the wall to fall. Similarly, with similar repercussions, it's a mutter, provided that one does not have the intent of doing so. If, however, for sure, malach is going to come from it, even if you didn't have an intention,
It's also shadavri dushi after shalit asal isim malach. It's called a pesik reisha. Kids and also harish and sonar leish sharif latzachik beakadim chotav gleish b'sham. As alv mishen esev megam masi lariyga sharif b'bad chayv shadavri dushi after shiach tagleish chayv yichya al amavus ba bishvulei v'chein kolay etimazah. A person eats a chicken head to serve as a toy for a child, and therefore cuts off the chicken's head on Shabbos. Although his ultimate purpose is not merely to shech the chicken, he is chayiv. It's obvious that it's impossible for the head of a living being to be cut off, and for that being to survive. Instead, the chicken's death came about because of this activity. Therefore, he is chayiv. Same applies to other things. Anyone who performs forbidden labor, even if he had no need for the actual labor he performed, he is chayiv for this deed. Person who extinguished a lamp because he needed to save the oil. Oilapsilo, or the wick, in order that it should not be lost, or it shouldn't burn, or extinguish the lamp, even though he did not do so for the usual purpose of extinguishing the candle. Because extinguishing is a malacha, right? And you had intention to extinguish. Even if you didn't need to go for the kibbe, like kibbe, and not to extinguish, or for the sun, or for the oil, or for the earthworm, or for the psilar, is a chayiv. Similarly, a person who moves a thorn four amas in Rosh Hashanah, or extinguishes a coal so that many people will not be injured, is chayiv, although the usual purpose served by extinguishing the coal or removing the thorn is not important to him. And his kavanah is merely to prevent injury, is chayiv. The same applies in other similar stories. Person who performs malacha, a forbidden malacha, but instead intends to perform a forbidden malacha, but instead causes the performance of another forbidden labor for which he has no kavana, he's not chayav because his intent was not carried out. Person threw a stone or shot an arrow or at a friend or at an animal with the kavana of slaying them. Should the object that he propelled uproot a tree in its progress and not kill the intended victim, he is free of liability. How much worse so if he intended to do something less and didn't work? Again, for example, he had a kavana to throw it in a carmelis, and it went to the Shasadam. Person had in mind to do a permissible thing but did something else. For example, she had intention to cut off the talas of a mechuber, but instead he detached the mechuber. Is chayv and is chayv. I'm sorry. Ahead and go yet to mezah. Test. Is kam look at the end. Mishkayz we look at the vanes. Is kam look at the end. Vanchar chanavim and that bechadav we look at the anavim. Tchil vanchar the end potter. Now, if a person had in mind, let's say, to pick black figs and he picked white figs, or let's say he wanted to take figs and then grapes and he did the opposite, he's potter. Alf bishlik it. He went ahead and he picked whatever he intended. Since he didn't do it to Kaseder, he's potter because the Teda had in mind only for purpose of label that the Torah forbid. A person had two candles before him, and both of them were either burning or extinguished, and he desired to candle or extinguish one, but instead he killed and extinguished the other, is chayav, for he performed the forbidden labor that he intended to perform. It's like he wanted to pick this pig, but he picked another one. Because he intended to do what he performed. He is, however, freed. If there were two candles before a person, one lit and one was extinguished, the person intended to kindle the one that was extinguished first and to extinguish the second candle afterwards. Nevertheless, the order of his actions became reversed, and instead he extinguished the candle first and kindled the second one afterwards. Whoever performs the malacha, like casually, whenever a person intended to perform a forbidden labor and performed it more effectively, is chayiv. Ketadasar, she is kavala itzi masal achedev. If a person had an intention to carry a burden suspended behind him and Bala the fun of, and he went in front of him. So he's chayav Yishar and established Shmita Pusa. He intended to do a lesser Shmita, but not a Shmita Bula, and he made a bigger one. Avalim Miskam Leitz the fun of a Bala and Achidu Potter. But if he intended to carry a burden suspended before him, and he did it backwards, it's Potter. And Miskam Leitz Bishmita Bula, but it's Bishmita Pusa, because he intended to protect the more effective manner, and it was ultimately protecting the less effective manner. Okay, you know, the Chinkal Leitz was it. Yud Gimel. The Chagam Sidur Rishon Amaster Bimsadi V'Chaluk Bimar Shabbos Zeh Amaster Shdak Lehitziv Derech Hazeis the Fundament Shabbos Achirav Chayev Shkendak Elias Chazer. Person who transforms an article from one domain to another is Chayev. He was wearing a belt and he placed a burden that is commonly transferred in this manner between his body and his garments. Whether the burden hung in front of him or was shifted behind him, he is Chayev since slightly to shift positions. Whenever a person desired to perform a laborer, on the Shabbos began the performance of that laborer and performed an account at work, even though he did not complete the task that he desired to perform. If a person had a mind to write a geras or a star, we don't say that you have to write the whole thing, or the entire letter. Once Mashiach there's the Esi Yischai, once you write to Chadis Yischai, v'chein kol niskam la arik beged shalim, v'shiarik shnei chut, and once you do shnei chut, v'chai v'afu b'sh the kavanos of the hashtam, v'vedi l'hai v'asak v'shir, since you didn't do shir, v'kavanos chai v'chein kol yitz v'zal. Kom alocha shagafi d'ocha l'asik v'is l'bad v'asu v'is yishnai v'shutofis, v'in sh'osu z'em mitzosu v'em z'em mitzosi, v'in sh'oku z'a chivis m'rshos z'em v'nich m'rshim m'rshos achers, v'in sh'osu z'a shnei m'kechem m'tchilam atziv, v'in sh'osu shnei m'kumis v'kosu v'isha oksu v'kikar v'itzim m'rshos l'shos are ilu p'tunim. Whenever you have two people that do the melacha of shutfis, you are going to be pater. If, let's say, both can't pick it up together by themselves and they need two, and then now, if, let's say, one could take it out, the other guy can't take it out, and they take it out together, the person who's able to do it by himself is chayav, and the shen is messiah, oh, say, yeah, it is, ain't a chayav, the person who's a messiah is not chayav, for example, it's bizarre. Call him a kalkul in p'tudin. Whenever a person is destructive, it's pater, ketzer herself. Person who injures a friend or an animal with a destructive intent. V'chein, in kar, begodim, l'shraf, l'shavar, ketem. A person who dug a pit solely because he intended the earth inside is considered to have his makalkos potter. But if a person carries a destructive activity for the sake of the tikkun is chayav ketzar, person who demolishes a structure in order to build another in its place, or one who erases for the sake of writing something in the place of the eraser, or one who dug a pit in order to place the foundation of a structure, is chayav shuvim k'shir hamasaka, and the minimum measure of the destructive activity is for which he's held liable is equal to that of the corresponding positive activity. Anybody does melach on Shabbos, whether reshigur or mishihizit, v'sev shagur, v'sev shagur, v'sev, is it Potter? He has to do the whole thing on purpose. Or one is chayev to chatas, but one performs the entire minimum measure of forbidden labor untested from the beginning to the end. Hilchos Shabbos, Perek 2, Perek Beis. Aleph. The chuya he ate till Shabbos, ate till sakonis, the fudges, kishar kol mitzvos. The halachas of Shabbos are suspended in the face of danger, as are the obligation of other mitzvahs. The figure, therefore, chedesh yish bei sakana, when you have a person who's sick and it's a sakana, recently called tzelocha b'Shabbos al pi reifa umar shal yisrael mafim. Everything that is necessary for the benefit of a sick person, we do. Suffix should serve the challah of a Shabbos, suffix should nitzarach, whether it's a suffix or not. The same would hold true when doctors say that one doctor says we should violate Shabbos and the other says not, we take the chance.
Sakonis suffix, sakonis machalo.
When doctors on the Shabbos that determine that on the Shabbos that a person needs a treatment to be administered for 8 days, we don't say that let's wait and push it off to after Shabbos so to only to be mechalo one Shabbos instead of two. Rather, we don't take chances. We could be mechalo many Shabbosim, whether it's a suffix or not. The madlikin is a ner, mechavin the mafano is a ner, reshitin le, vayifin the vashin mechavin le, mechavin bin hashkiz bin architzkufay. As well, we light candles on his behalf and extinguish on his behalf. We wash, we slaughter on his behalf, bake and cook on his behalf, and water heated for him, whether it's a drink or used for bathing. General principle for a person who is dangerously ill is that a Shabbos should be considered as a week regarding all his needs. You don't do this through goyim or through ktanim, not through women either, or servants. They should lay Shabbos kalabinim, so the Shabbos should not be like light in their eyes. The gedeli sova chachamim just should be done through gedeli. Great soldiers, sages. You're not allowed to wait to be mechal Shabbos when it comes to sakana of chaylo. Shemlek says, "Ashriyas isam adam v'chay b'hem, which a person shall perform to live through them. V'leish shiomas b'hem and not die through them." Alamata, the teachers in mishpatei atir in the kum b'elam, alachem echased v'shalom b'elam. Teaches us that the terror did not bring vengeance to the world, but rather bring mercy. V'leish apikorsim shirim shizeh chilu Shabbos v'asa aleim. That apikorsim who say that it's chilu Shabbos, that's also the terror says. Gamani, the Navi says. I gave them harmful laws and judgment through which they cannot live.
Person's eyes are ailing when he has a secretion from either one or both of them, when tears flow from them due to the great pain, when blood flows from them, or when they are affected by fever or by the other affliction or the like, consider amongst those individuals who are dangerously ill. The Shabbos may be violated on his behalf, and anything necessary for this treatment may be performed for him. Similarly, a person has a wound in his body cavity from his lips inwards, whether in his mouth or digestive organs or his liver or spleen or any of the other organs in his body, is considered to be dangerously ill and does not require a physician's assessment. His ailment is serious, and we should violate the Shabbos laws on his behalf immediately without waiting for his assessment. The makashi v'gav ayan v'gav aregla he k'makash shachol v'in tzricha emin v'chal anas haShabbos. A wound on the back or on the, of the hand or on the back of the foot is considered equivalent to a wound in the body cavity. It doesn't require a doctor's assessment of his condition for us to violate the Shabbos laws on his behalf. A wound on the back, like we said, or on the hand or on the foot, is considered equivalent to a wound in the body cavity. It does not require a physician's assessment. A fever that causes the flesh to wince is considered equivalent to a wound in the body cavity, and we should violate the Shabbos. Similarly, we should violate the Shabbos laws whenever a physician assesses an ailment of dangerous, even when it affects only the exterior of the skin. When a person swallows a leech, water may be heated for him on the Shabbos, or any medical treatment that is necessary may be administered, since it's life danger. When a person is bitten by a rabbit or a dog, or a poisonous snake or other reptile, any medical treatment to save him may be administered, even when there is merely a question of whether or not the bite can cause death. When doctors assess that a sick person required a fig and 10 people ran and brought him 10 figs at once, they are putter.
Afilivu was Akhazet, even if they bring one after another, Afilivu Bidishani, even if he gets healthy from the first one, it's not a problem. Shakul Bishusivu, they all brought it with a license. The person required two figs, and two figs could be found only on two separate stems, while three figs were found on another stem. You should remove the stem that has three figs, even though only two are required. It's preferable to cut only one stem and not two stems, as it's not to increase the performance of the forbidden labor gleaning. This simplifies all situations. When a food is cooked for a sick person on the Shabbos and the sick person leaves some over after eating, a healthy person is forbidden to eat the remainder. Maybe they'll add food for him. The animal is shechted for a sick person on the Shabbos. When an animal is shechted for a sick person, it's permissible for a healthy person to partake of an uncooked food. A decree was not enacted because there's no possibility for an additional activity being performed for a healthy person. The same applies to all situations. If it's not dangerously ill, then a goy can do it. We tell the goy to do it. To cook for him, to bake for him. Also, we can treat the eye, even though it's not in sakana. Even the things which are not, the malachi could do it, they should do it. It's really it. The thing of malan is nine, shabbos malan, the umkini malzin is a shever, can get to a zay. For this reason, it's permitted to perform, for example, one may lift the tenders of the ear, lift the cartilage around the heart, restore broken bones to other places, or perform other activities and the like. It alafaylethis, when a woman, process of childbirth, squats to give birth, her life is considered. A midwife may be called for a distant place, and the umbilical cord may be cut or untied. She required a light when she cries because of the labor pains. You can light as a nation. Even if she's blind, you could do this. If she needs the oil, we bring it. Whatever she needs. If a friend should bring a utensil tied to her hair, if it's not possible, it may bring the ordinary manner. You're not allowed to help a goy give birth on Shabbos, even if payment is offered. We do not worry about the possibilities of ill feelings being aroused. This applies there if there's when there is no violation of Shabbos involved. We are commanded to secure their well-being. When a woman in childbirth, the flow of blood until the birth, after the birth for 3 days, the Shabbos may be violated. Whether she says she needs it, whether or not. From 3 to 7, if she says she doesn't need it, if she keeps quiet, if she says she needs it, and from 7 to 30 days, a fire may be kindled for a woman after she has given birth, even in the summer, since cold is very difficult for a woman to bear after childbirth in the cold regions. The fire should not be kindled for other sick people to warm themselves. If a person let blood and became chilled, a fire may be kindled for him even in the summer. You're allowed to wash herbs, etc., and all for Shabbos. A baby may be washed before circumcision, after circumcision, on the third day after circumcision with the water that is heated, on the Shabbos because of the danger with him. Aisha Shiyoshva Lamash Bramesim Vivian Sakim Shabbos Kud Rajusaram Vakernis Krasim Matinis Avad Shami Matsahaj Savannah Vajas Dagos Shabbos. I feel as if she in Chaskas when a woman dies while on labor, you're allowed to cut it open even if it's a suffix with self as the fush is a day of Shabbos. Tezain, I'm a fakin because Nefesh Bashabbos means our little Rashus Bashabbos. All activities necessary to save a life on Shabbos. There's no necessary. Therefore, the more zealous a person is, the better it is. When you see a child going to the yam, you can have a mitzuda. You can spread an outer net and host them, although one catches fish. If you see a child. You heard that child is drowning in the sea. And you took a net out, and only fish came. If you have in mind to take out dogim and both the dogim and the tinik came, potter. Since he lifted up with the child together with the fish, he's not held liable, even if he did not hear the child has fallen. If a child fell into a pit, a person may dislodge a clod of earth and lift the child up, even though he creates a step when he dislodges. If a door was locked on a child inside, a person may break the door down and take the child out, even though he chops it into pieces of wood which are appropriate for the use of the work. Lest the child becomes frightened and die. When avalanche has fallen and there's a doubt whether or not the person is there, we clear it. If the person was discovered to be alive, but was crushed by the fall and debris, to the extent that it's impossible that he will recover, it be clear that the person taken out to enable him to live however long. But in the process of finding the debris, they reached the nose and they saw that the person not breathing should be left there, because he already died. But if you check the alienim and they're died, you don't say the bottom one died. It's possible that the bottom one is still alive. Even if there's one yid there, we take it away. Even should one of the individuals leave and enter another courtyard and the courtyard collapsed upon him, one should remove the debris. Perhaps the person who departed was a yid, all those who remain are going. When they all left this courtyard to go to another courtyard, and as they were proceeding, one of them was identities unknown departed and entered a third courtyard and was covered by the avalanche, the debris should not be removed from him. Since they left their original place, the presence of a yid is not accepted as established fact. Hence, we assume that anyone who separated from this group as proceeding was part of the majority. Accordingly, if the majority was Jewish, even a person separated from them who entered another courtyard after they left their original place should be covered by an avalanche, which should remove the avalanche. While up in Midbar, if you're going in the desert, you don't know what Shabbos is. You count 6 days, and then on the seventh day, you make Kiddush and work with Birkas Yom, and Mardel B'Metzah Shabbat. The whole Yom Yom, Afilu Yom Zeh, Shemakadosh Mardel B'Mutal Asis Le Parnasus B'Vat Kadesh Yom, and you're allowed to work as much as you need to know that you shouldn't die. Vasser, Lassis, Le Lassis, Yisim, and Alpanasus Shabbat. You can't do work because maybe it's Shabbos. V'im Yodah, Shu Shmini Yitzyosi, Chamish Yosin Yitzyosi, Kitz B'Zem Yaminyan, Harizem Mutal Asis, Malach B'Zeh Yom, When Goyim lay siege against the Jewish city, if their intent was financial, then we are However, the city is located near the border, she marched against them with weapons and waged war against them, even when they are demanding hay or straw. Seeking a sea or a city is surrounded by a flooding river, it's a mitzvah to go on the Shabbos and use every possible means to say that a yachid under the if they come as those in the office they do if she would read the after the early mitzvah let's see like feel about sea is coming malach of Shabbos and feel the tzadim please zayin even to make war weapons let's see this mutter second alayim is chanin in the Shabbos must see alayim azor adesam v'en is chanin in the zikin al dover Shabbos we should not cry out. We should cry out on Shabbos and the wrath, make supplications and sound the trumpets to summon help for them. We should not cry out to Hashem or make supplications because it will play on Shabbos. Turn all your say to come as all shleish yomim kedem the Shabbos to listen imoy mechamim v'chayim yim. Lo b'Shabbos we should keep shleish v'afilu v'pishuhum mechamim v'shoshet mei shvo alamdo. Harita v'afilu b'Shabbos v'insurach lemer mechamim mitzvah le'kavish yishur yidan yirichay ela b'Shabbos. We should not lay siege to goy city to goyish cities at least 3 days before Shabbos. We may wage war with them on any day, even on Shabbos, until we conquer the city, even if the war is voluntary in nature. Since you have subjugated as teaching, once we wage war, even on Shabbos, surely, but with flies with regards to a war that we are obligated to wage, and teach it. On Shabbos, that Yerichai, that Yeshua conquered Yerichai.